The John Frank Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax Products for home and industry present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Gene Carroll, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. You know, spring sunshine can be a mixed blessing when it first comes peeking into your kitchen. If your linoleum is dull and gloomy, old man sun sure shows it up. But if it's all polished and shining with Johnson's Glow Coat, well, your floor just naturally seems part of spring itself. Believe me, no other self-polishing floor wax is quite the same as Glow Coat. You get such a really bright shine with this old favorite. It brings out the colors and patterns so beautifully and gives your linoleum such a smooth, even gloss. And Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat gives all your floors such wonderfully lasting wax protection. When that late snowstorm comes, or when the first spring rains arrive, you can laugh at them as far as your glow-coated floors are concerned. One quick wipe with a damp cloth and dirt and mud stains completely disappear. You know, of course, that Glow Coat is self-polishing. There's no rubbing or buffing. It shines as it dries. So, only one thing remains to do. Ask your dealer tomorrow for Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. The floor finish with the really bright shine. Vista Power and Light Company serves its customers well and faithfully, night and day. The Wistful Vista Power and Light Company maintains a rate schedule lower than most cities of comparative size. The employees of the Wistful Vista Power and Light Company are cheerful, courteous, and helpful. That's one side of the debate. For the negative, we have himself, of Fibber McGee and Molly.
I went down there, and I showed them money-mad fuse boxers they couldn't pick my pocket.
Yes, but when those delivery men drove up with that truck...
I challenged their figures. Proved that I used $4.08 worth of electricity in September, I said.
And when those men started unloading again...
So, you know what they did, the dirty sneaks? They showed me the meter readings. How do you like that? They don't even trust their own customers, so they put in meters to check up on them. Pretty underhanded, I call it.
Well, what did they say when you threatened to install your own home light plant?
They told me where I could go.
Heavenly days.
So I went there, and sure enough, they had those little home parlors. Yes, sir, right there in the basement of the Bonton department store. Army surplus. And I bought one. Last one they had, too. Ought to be delivered almost any time now.
It was delivered. It's in the basement.
What? Well, my gosh, why didn't you tell
me? Well, I've been trying to for 15 minutes. But you've been so busy telling me how you overpowered the power company, you wouldn't listen.
Well, come on. Let's go down to the basement and hook her up. Boy, I've got that bunch of high-tension high binders right where I like it. Come on, Smith.
There it is, Pat. Unwrapped, uncrated, and unwieldy.
Ain't that a beauty, though? The little Vulcan home power plant. So long, light bills. Hello, prosperity.
Well, more party, sweetheart.
And we'll have it, too. Now, let me see. They don't shut off our lights till 9 a.m. tomorrow, so I got plenty of time.
What was that? They're shutting off our lights tomorrow?
If they don't, I'll go down there and blast them dollar-hungry parasites right out of their big, fat offices.
But, McGee, now, suppose this thing doesn't work.
Doesn't work? Doesn't work? Look, maybe you didn't understand. I'm hooking this power plant up myself, personal.
Oh.
Sure. All I got to do is tie in this power plant with the house lighting system, start her going, and we'll have enough electricity to fry a cow on the waffle iron. Hand me that little piece of clothesline, will you?
Here.
Thanks.
What's that for? Do you have to whip it to get it started?
Wind the rope around the flywheel and give her a yank, like an outboard motor. Now, let me see. I better tune the motor up a little bit before I start wiring up.
Well, let me know if I can help, McGee. I'm going upstairs and see how Lena's coming along with the housework.
Oh, by the way, tell her one thing for me. Tell her that cigar butts that are over 2 inches long are not to be thrown out. She's always throwing out my...
I have just one question about that, Mr. McGee. Does that mean 2 inches including the ashes? No, Lena, no. Knock the ashes off in an ashtray and then use your tape measure.
Okay, honey. Did you ever try smoking a pipe, Mr. McGee? I just love to see a man smoke a pipe. My brother used to smoke a marshmallow, and it turned the loveliest color.
That was a meerschaum, Lena.
Yes, that's what I say, a meerschaum.
Besides, I don't like a pipe. Got to carry too much equipment. Tobacco pouch, pipe cleaners, reamer, 6 packs of matches, and a sewing basket.
Sewing basket?
I keep burning holes in my coat. Hey, how do you like our new home power plant, Lena? We're going to manufacture our own electricity.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. McGee.
You're sorry? Why, Lena?
Well, we've been having the handsomest meter reader coming here. And I just hate to think I'll never see Pat again.
Is that his name?
Pat? No, but he gives me a little one every time he passes. Oh, he's so good looking. He's got a little mustache and sidewinders.
His sideburns.
No, they don't burn, honey. They just tickle.
No. Sideburns, Lena.
Oh, say, can my boyfriend help you on this motor, Mr. McGee?
You mean the meter reader?
Oh, no, my boyfriend that works in the garage. He's a grease monkey. About half and half, I think.
Half and half what?
Half grease and half monkey. You know, the only clean thing about that boy is his mind, and that ought to be clean because he never used it.
Lena, how did you meet him?
Well, I drove in there to get my brakes fixed, and when I left, he followed me all the way home.
Oh, a conquest, eh?
No. He had his necktie caught in the brake drum. Well, I'll remember about the cigar bus, Mr. McGee. Oh, zinkity-doo-da,
zinkity-doo. Well, I got to get busy. First, I got to prime the cylinder. Squirt a little gasoline into the cylinder head like this. See? There we are now, then. Wind the rope around the flywheel. Give her a yank. Yeah.
How much electricity did that make?
I ain't hooked up yet, kiddo. I'm just trying her out. Well, here we go again. Aha, there we are. Smooth as silk. I'll show that light company where they can... Needs a little carburetor adjustment. Hey, I thought you had to go upstairs.
I have.
Well, I can handle this, Molly. Run along.
I can't.
Why not?
My skirt's wound up in the flywheel.
Oh, so that's why it stopped. Well, here, let me untangle it.
Billy Mills in the orchestra, and you can't see the sun.
Thank you.
okay now, McGee?
Oh, sure. Just need a little adjustment. Oh, yeah. I really got a great knack for gasoline engines.
You have, huh?
I remember one day when I was just a little toddler living up on top of Kickapoo Hill back in Peoria. A 12-ton truck busted down right in front of our farm.
Shall I sit down, or is this a short one?
It's a quickie. Well, sir, the truck driver was completely baffled. He was just about to walk away when I rode up on my tricycle. I leaps off, draws my revolver.
Revolver?
I was wearing my little cowboy suit at the time. So I walked up to the guy and I says, "What's the matter, mister?" And he says, "Beat it, dirty face." So I did. Got on my tricycle and went back to where I was playing cowboy and rustlers with old man Cahoe's black cow.
What is the point?
The point is, if that truck driver hadn't been so nasty, I'd have fixed his truck for him.
What was the matter with it?
Matter with it? Gosh, how do I know? He didn't even give me a chance to look it over. But that shows you how I was with gas engines when I was only 6 years old, even.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I know all this thing needs is a little tinkering. Now, I'm one of the greatest stinkers there is. Well, here we go. See what I mean? All it needed was just a little adjusting there.
Well, I will say it's a very well-balanced engine. It stops just as often as it starts.
Well, maybe I'm priming it too much. It's a very delicate mechanism.
Hello, Molly. Hello, McGee. Lena told me you were down here.
Hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hi, Doc. Excuse me if I don't shake hands with you, but I'm kind of greasy. With a slippery character like you, I'd be halfway up your sleeve.
That's all right, son. Handshaking is a primitive custom anyway. Just a relay race for germs.
Careful about getting too close to this motor, Doctor. You'll get oil on that nice gray suit. New, is it?
What do you mean, new? He was wearing that sleeping bag when Churchill was smoking corn silk.
From a man who always looks like he'd been groomed by a hay baler, Lumpy. That's a very... By the way, what is this infernal machine? You gonna make your own sausage?
It's a home power plant, Doctor. Himself here had a slight glaucoma with the light company.
I'll say I did, kids. I really blasted them. When I got through talking, them guys looked like they'd got caught with their fingers 3 inches up a pay telephone. You know what I'm going to do, Doctor?
No, but I'm sure it's either illegal, impractical, or repulsive.
I'm going to make my own light and power. That's what I'm going to make, my. Then when I get going properly, I cut the neighbors in on it, see? For a small fee, of course.
Oh, naturally. You wouldn't want to give people anything. Undermine their character.
Show the good doctor how it works, dearie.
Okay, now watch this, Fatso. Just wind the rope around the flywheel. Then pull.
Yeah. There's a bad cough, hasn't it, Doctor?
Yes, but it's not serious. I can see from the exhaust that it's smoking too much.
Okay, scoff if you want to deride. But wait till you want to buy some cheap electricity for me to run that mail order x-ray machine of yours. You'll be sorry.
Look, Steinmetz. Another one of my patients was an inventor, too. He was working on a time machine, one that would take him back to the Middle Ages. And you know something? It worked.
Heavenly days, did it really?
Indeed it did. The last time I saw him, he was the most middle-aged man I ever saw. A word to the wise, live bait. Good day.
What do you mean, inventor? I'm not inventing anything. These things have been proved successful. The Army used them all over the world.
From the looks of your face and hands, they must have used this one in Greece.
Don't worry. I'll get it started, okay? Feed line's probably clogged up a little. Been shipped around so much, it's probably clogged up.
You're going to have to come down here and whale it with that rope 40 times a day?
No. That's just for now. Later on, I'll rig up a remote control switch so I can turn it on from upstairs. That's the reason...
Hey, Molly, pal, you down there?
Yes, Mr. Wilcox, come on down.
Hi, Junior. You're just in time to take a gander at our new power plant. It's a doozer, ain't it?
What'd you say it was?
A doozer. A power plant. I got fed up with the light and power company hijacking me every month, so I told them off and bought my own plant. Last one in town. Army surplus.
Mm-hmm. They're turning off our lights at 9 a.m. tomorrow, Mr. Wilcox. From there on, they'll just have to get along as best they can. And they probably can.
Eventually, I'm going to tap a few of the neighbors in on this thing, Junie. Sooner or later, I'll be supplying lights for the whole neighborhood. Yeah, I better get busy. I'll put this feed line back together and start it going again.
Well, you've got a nice place to work on it down here, pal. Most basements aren't as bright and clean as this one is.
Oh, Mr. Wilcox.
No, really, Molly. What I meant was, you being the good housekeeper you are, you'd naturally keep the linoleum down here shining and beautiful with Johnson's self-polishing glow coat.
Oh, don't try it.
Because the way glow coat keeps linoleum protected against dampness and makes dust and dirt and stains so easy to wipe off, well, it's the first thing Molly would think of.
Mr. Wilcox.
Why, any housekeeper of Molly's caliber knows how lovely glow coat makes linoleum look.
Yeah.
And how it saves so much time and effort because it requires no rubbing or buffing.
Yeah, but what that got to do?
And glow coat makes linoleum last so much longer, too. And when you think of the hard wear a basement linoleum gets, well, you can readily understand.
Yeah, look, Waxy, I haven't got time to bat the fat with you, no. I got trouble with the power company. I got to get this...
Power company? Say, that reminds me. I've got to talk to those fellas about my bill this afternoon. $68.
$68 for electricity? Why, those burglars. You ought to get
out.
Oh,
no, no. This is for Glow Coat, pal. They're big users. They asked me to stop by and pick up their check. See you later.
Yeah. Well, looks like I'm about set here now, Snooky. Wait till I prime this motor again.
Here's the rope.
Thanks. Now they got the feed line cleaned out. She ought to run like a breeze.
Oh! Good. What was that?
It just backfired a little. That shows it's about ready to go.
Through the roof?
No. Backfiring's a good sign. That indicates that the internal combustion is being equalized by the timing gear so that the thrust bearings bypass the intake. You see, my dear, the thrust...
Just a minute, dearie. Somebody's coming downstairs. Who is it?
Just me, Mrs. McGee. Wallace Wimple. Hello, Saint.
Are you all right, Mr. Wimple, after falling down those stairs?
My gosh, that was quite an old dive you did there. Bust anything?
Oh, no. I don't mind a little tumble like that. In fact, when I consider that I did it all by myself, it's rather refreshing.
Oh, you mean you usually have help?
Yes. Sweetie Face, that's my big old wife. Sweetie Face has thrown me downstairs so often, I've learned how to fall. Just let myself go limp all over. You think that's being deceitful?
What do you mean, deceitful? You think you ought to bust a leg just to make her feel good?
Well, to be fair, Mr. McGee, Sweetie Face can be pretty sympathetic. I'll never forget the time I fell off my bicycle and she came rushing out and gathered me up in her arms.
Oh, how nice, Mr. Wimple.
What'd she say to you, Wimple?
She just put her cheek against mine and murmured, "Is Mummy's little precious all bruised?"
Oh.
And I said, "No, dear, I'm not hurt a bit." And she said, "You mean I ran out here right in the middle of people I funny on a false alarm, you nasty little fraud?" Then she threw me up on the roof of the porch.
Good gracious, on the roof of the porch.
Yes, and you know what? I found a baseball I've been looking for weeks and weeks. It just goes to show what... Oh, yeah. What's that?
What's what, Wimp? Oh, this. This is a home power unit. I'm going to manufacture my own light and power. I've been getting the old whammy from the light company so long, I got my backup.
Isn't that wonderful? Does it run, Mr. McGee?
Show him, McGee. Here's the rope.
Rope? You have to pull it a little ways to get it started?
No, I use the rope to twist the flywheel. It'll fly high wheel. I'll show you. Better prime it again first.
Isn't this exciting? I feel just like Eddie A. Thomason.
You mean Thomas A. Edison?
No, Eddie A. Thomason. He was a neighbor of ours who built his own light plant in the basement and burned down every house in the block. I think I'll get out of here. Goodbye now.
Hey, wait.
The King's Men and I Got a Gal in North and South Dakota.
difference in my love, not one iota. I guess that two gal puts me one above the quota. Still, I got a gal in northern South Dakota. I wish I knew which of my two loves would be true. I got a gal I love in northern South Dakota. There ain't no difference in my love, not one iota. Oh, just wait till they hear about the gal in Minnesota. It's a situation, partner, that vexes. Guess I'll go back to the gal I love in Texas. I could have married Imogene or Josephine or Mame. And I could have married Sally Lou or let's see, what's her name? But I thought and thought and thought and thought, and now my heart's at rest. 'Cause now I've picked out two of them. And you can have the rest.
What's the matter with this half-snazzle, tink-button-ram poodle thing, anyway? Or didn't I twist it fast enough that time?
Try it again, dearie.
Oh, I can't. My hands are so blistered from yanking on this rope, I couldn't pull up a ball of yarn.
Oh, dear. Well, now
I... Oh, I'm a patsy. I've been gypped. I've been took for a chump. $185 for this misbegotten pile of pig iron. And it ain't returnable. I ought to take it out and dump it in the reservoir. Oh, and a pigeon I've been.
Don't worry about it, Pet. Maybe you can sell it to somebody else.
Who, besides me, would lay out more than 60 cents for a pile of junk like that? Not a chance. If I thought there was one more fall guy like me in this town, I'd look...
Oh, my goodness, McGee, it's Mary Latrivia.
Ixnay, heck, and cray about me being such an okay. Hi, Latrivia.
Hello, Molly. Hello, McGee. Nina said you were down here on some mysterious business, so if you'll pardon the intrusion, I'll get... Good heavens! Isn't that a little Vulcan home power plant?
It is indeed, Your Honor. Isn't it a beauty?
It really is. Where did you get it, McGee?
Basement of the bomb town, Latrivia. Army surplus. Forked over 185 smackers for that. $35 down and $5 a month for six generations.
He got mad at the power and light company, Your Honor. He decided to make his own electricity.
Had it running a minute ago, Latrivia. Sweetest sounding little motor he ever listened to.
Personally, I never heard anything like it.
Yep.
And I can say that again.
Did the Bon Ton have any more of them, McGee?
Well, himself here said it was the last one in town, Mr. Mayor.
Why'd you ask, Latrivia?
Because I've had the city engineers scouring the country for a power unit like that. We need one out at the reservoir.
That's funny. McGee was just saying that the reservoir was just the place for this one.
You mean you'd be willing to let the city buy it from you, McGee?
Oh, I should say not, boy. I went to a lot of trouble to get this thing. Fine piece of machinery. Wouldn't part with it for anything. This is the best little... Molly, you're biting your nails.
Pardon me.
Look, McGee, I appeal to you as a citizen. Would you be willing to part with this power plant? Isn't there any way we could persuade you?
Well...
Tom, dearie, it's for the old hometown.
Okay, Latrivia. Okay. On that basis, I'll part with it to you.
Splendid. Thank you. $150.
Sold. Wrap it up, McGee.
Hey, wait a minute. I paid $185 for it. I'm taking a $35 loss.
Don't quibble, sweetheart. After all, it's a second-hand one now.
And $150 is all I'm empowered to offer.
Yeah.
Of course, if you don't want to part with it, I suppose we could make some...
Oh, no. You can have it. You can have it. My gosh, a $35 slug is nothing when I think what the city can do with this thing. What are you doing, Latrivia?
Writing you my personal check. There you are, $150. The city will reimburse me.
Better call the light company, dearie, and tell them you've made other arrangements.
I will. They'll be very thankful. Hey, don't try to start this motor, Latrivia. It's brand new. It's stiff, and it needs a little...
The internal is not quite combusting the way it should.
Yeah.
Nonsense. I've handled dozens of these things in the Coast Guard. You better stand back, Molly. I want to see how it runs.
Maybe you better wait until you get it out to the reservoir, Latrivia, because you're liable to...
Beautiful. I don't blame you for not wanting to part with it, McGee.
Hey, what did you do just before you pulled that rope, Latrivia?
What do you mean?
Why, the little gadget you twisted under the tank there.
Yeah.
What was that, Mayor?
Why, you must know what that is if you had it running. That permits the gasoline to flow from the tank into the carburetor. Otherwise, it won't run more than a few seconds.
That, McGee? It was... McGee, where are you?
He went over and lay down on the coal pile.
Well, it's soft coal, and he's pretty tired.
I see. Does he always beat himself over the head with a lump of coal when he's tired?
He's never been this tired. Well... Shall we go up and have a cup of tea, Your Honor?
Fibber and Molly will return in just a moment. At a friend's house recently, I sat alongside the radio, and you know, I couldn't help noticing that it was wax-protected and gleaming. I looked around the room, and I'll bet I saw 10 other places my hostess had waxed. I wish you could have seen this room. It was such a shining example of the miracles you can work with wax. Genuine Johnson's wax. The floors had a smooth, wax-polished luster. Johnson's wax on the furniture and woodwork shone with a rich, warm glow. Picture frames, ornaments, and leather goods, too. But look, the point is not how beautiful my friend's house looked with Johnson's wax, but how beautiful your house can look. The shining beauty and protection that Johnson's wax gives is available to everyone. It costs but a few cents and takes very little time to apply. But the difference it makes in the appearance of your home is simply miraculous. Dusting is so easy, too. And the bright, sparkling luster lasts and lasts. Why not get some for your spring cleaning and polishing? Genuine Johnson's wax, paste, liquid, or cream.
Company said if I'd have the $4.08 in there tomorrow morning, they'd leave our current turned on.
Oh, thank goodness. I'll go down there with it myself.
Oh, no. I'll run down with it, kiddo. I want to stop in at the Bonton on the way back anyhow.
For what?
They got some automatic water pumps down there that I...
Water pumps?
Yeah. We could drill a well in the backyard, hook up a motor-driven water pump, connect up the pipes, and tell that water company to go jump in their own lake.
Oh, no, Mickey. No.
No? Okay. Good night.
Good night, Al.
Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax products for home and industry, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Chicago, WMAQ.